Father.
Dear Father.
Toast these guns.
Certainly, Daddy. There you are.
Can I pass you the marmalade, Daddy?
Hmm?
Can I pass you the marmalade?
Oh, yes, yes, thank you.
There you are, then. Anything else you need, Daddy dear?
No, nothing.
No. Shall I butter your toast for you?
No, thank you, Anna, because it won't only be the toast.
How do you mean?
You're trying to butter me up as well.
No, Daddy, never. We wouldn't.
Come on,
let's
hear it. What do you want?
Nothing, Daddy. No, nothing at all.
Anyway, we wouldn't dream of asking you when you're in such a grouchy mood.
I am not in a grouchy mood.
Yes, when people look into a bookshop window, Daddy, their eyes should be caught by something with a bit of impact. They'll buy something that makes a splash.
So why isn't my book selling? Give me a title with more of a splash than elephants in my soup.
I'm sorry, but Elephants in My Soup does not sound like a Patrick Carter thriller. It's more like the autobiography of a chef on safari.
Yeah, it's only the same old thing.
The same old thing?
Well, Inspector LeBlanc and Nyarkas the gunrunner having a go at each other. I know Nyarkas finishes up in the soup, but where do the elephants come in?
Well, usually it's after the clowns and the performing dogs.
Anna, do you mind? This is a serious discussion with no place for facetiousness. Now, obviously, Karen, you're not aware of the modern trend in literature.
Well?
Divorcing the title from the contents creates an additional interest factor. It's a sort of red herring.
Ah, yes. The soup, the fish, and then we get to the real meat of the book.
Precisely. Are you Mickey taking again?
No, Daddy. This is a serious discussion.
Hmm. Well, is everything clear to you now, Karen?
Oh, yes, Daddy. Except for one thing I can't understand.
What's that?
Well, with all these these interest factors going for it, why isn't your book selling?
Well, because it's a... How do I know? Anyway, I'm going a bit sort of racier with my next novel. I'm making a little more of the female element, you know.
Well, hey! Would you like some real-life experiences to help it along a bit?
None of yours, thank you. I'll draw on my own past.
Oh, from your own past? You mean taken from your experiences in India? Oh, Daddy. What's it called? Tigers in the Grass.
I'm thinking about it. Incidentally, what was it you two wanted to ask me?
Oh, we won't worry about that now. Let's wait till you're in a better mood.
Stop telling me I'm in a bad mood! I'm my happy, normal self. Ha ha! There, you see? Full of fun. Quite normal. Now, what do you want?
It's not worth worrying about.
A cup of coffee.
Oh, yes, please, Danny.
Anything else?
Yes, there is. I'd like to know what these two are so frightened to talk to me about.
Oh, you mean the soccer?
Oh, no.
Oh, dear, Danny. Miss Karen, but Mr. Patrick sort of led me on.
That'd be the day.
Oh, I think I'd better go and burn something. I mean, see if there's something burning in the kitchen.
Now, what exactly are you two up to? What's soccer?
Well, it's not us, really. I mean, it's Jeremy. Mm.
Jeremy?
Yes, he's the organizer.
Of what?
Our soccer team.
You mean you two playing soccer in your condition?
What condition?
Well, you're both so unfit.
We're in training, but we need somebody behind us.
To keep you at it, I bet you do. Yeah.
No, Daddy. I mean, the team needs a backer.
Oh, I see you want... No, Daddy.
We haven't even asked yet.
No. I put money into too many crazy ventures of yours, but I am definitely not financing a woman's football.
Oh, you are a male.
It's entirely your own fault that I'm saying no.
Our fault? Why?
You asked me the wrong time. You should have waited until I was in a better mood.
Hello, Anna.
Yes?
Jeremy here.
Oh.
How did your old man take it? Did he say yes?
Not exactly.
What did he say then?
He said no.
Well, I'd promised the Variety Club I'd organize one of the teams. Your father's our last hope. Can you explain all the advantages?
I didn't have a chance. Apart from no, the only other thing he said was out.
Oh, I thought he'd jump at it when he heard about Vanita Di Mamaro.
What's that?
It's not a what, it's a who. Vanita Di Mamaro. She's an Italian. Italian movie star. Well, she used to be. But now she's trying to make a comeback. She's going to kick off to start the match for the publicity. Now, didn't I tell you?
No.
Oh, blast. She's the type your old man would go for, you know. 42. A Latin package of sultry, sexy, smoldering intensity.
Oh, something like Nanny, you mean?
Yes, something like Nanny. Eh?
Just my little joke. Look, why don't you come round and try to talk Daddy into it?
There must be another of your little jokes. You know what I'm like when I'm with him? Sometimes things, well, they don't come out right.
Well, I don't know what else to suggest.
Hang on, I've got an idea.
Hmm?
Do you think Nanny could fit three more in for supper tonight?
Yes, I suppose so. All depends what sort of a run there's been on rhubarb down at the supermarket today. But why?
Well, I thought I might bring Wayne along.
John Wayne?
No, Wayne Lovell. He's a trainer. He's going to teach you a few things.
Oh, sounds fun.
About soccer.
Yeah.
And he's the type who can talk anyone into anything. Oh, he's a big man in insurance.
Well, he's got to be big if he's taking up three places at supper.
And I thought I'd bring along a bit of female persuasion to charm your old man as well. You know, Gladys and Gloria. Well, you know what they're like, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Don't worry, I'll tell Wayne and the girls exactly what sort of act to put on. See you later then, okay?
Well, if you think it'll work.
It's got to work. Can't let the Variety Club down now. But with Wayne, Gloria, Gladys and Vanita DiMamaro, I don't think we can go wrong.
Famous last words. Oh, well, give it a go, Joe, I always say. I better go now and warn Nanny.
And, what time did you say your guest would be here, Miss Anna?
Oh, shortly, Nan, shortly.
Your father knows all about it, I suppose.
No, I haven't really got round to telling him about it yet.
Ah, well, here's your chance. You can tell him now.
Tell me what? What is it this time, Anna? Are you looking for someone to finance an Everest expedition?
About tonight, Daddy. I'm having a few guests for dinner. That's all right, isn't it? Oh, thanks, Daddy. I knew you wouldn't mind. There you are. You've been that all week. I've got to go now and get ready. See you later.
What on earth was all that about, Daddy?
Well, apparently we're having three visitors for dinner.
Why, isn't there any food in the house? sorry, Daddy. Just one of my little jokes.
Yes, little is right.
You don't have to dress up, Daddy.
You're dead right. I don't have to dress up. People can treat me just as they see me.
Well, I don't think anyone will take you if they see you like that.
What?
Oh, sorry, Mr. Patrick. Just my little joke. I'll go and let him in.
Ah, you must be Mrs. Carter.
Eh?
I'm so pleased to meet such a lovely, lovely lady.
Oh, my.
Wayne. Hmm? This is Mrs. Harris.
Oh, well, then, Mr. Harris must be a very lucky man.
Well, it all depends how you look at it. He's dead.
Oh, my deepest, deepest sympathies. That one should lose one's loved one while one is still so young.
Wayne, the idea is to chat up Mr. Carter, not his housekeeper.
Oh, righto. Still, every little bit helps, eh?
Nanny, this is Wayne. Wayne Lovell, and I'd like you to meet Gladys and Gloria.
Hello.
Well, that may well be. Would you like to come in?
Oh, love to. Thanks so much.
They're through here now, please. Mr. Carter's in the study. Mr. Carter, these are Miss Anna's friends. First, this is Mr. Lovable.
I beg your pardon?
Actually, it's Lovell. Wayne Lovell. And it really is a great pleasure to meet you, Mr. Carter. A truly great pleasure.
Is it?
I'll leave you to introduce the others, Mr. Jeremy. I'm going to get the wrong names for them, too.
Yes, right. I'd like you to meet Gloria and Gladys, sir.
Oh, hello, girls. Nice to meet you.
Jeremy, you told me Mr. Carter was good-looking, but I never expected anything like this. Hello. Oh, it's so nice to meet you at last, Mr. Carter.
Call me Patrick, will you?
Patrick. Patrick. Oh, it's one of the nicest names there is, don't you think, Gladys?
Well, I was just on my way to change. When you came in, you will excuse me for a while, won't you?
Oh, there's no need to change, Patrick. I like my men just as I find them. particularly when I find them rugged and manly.
Well, we usually change here at dinner, but I can make an exception this time.
Oh, good.
Hello, Jeremy. Hello, Jeremy. Hello, Daddy.
You know Gloria and Gladys, don't you?
Yes, we do. Hello.
And this is Wayne.
Oh, Jeremy, you must be the worst underrated of all time. You told me they were both good-looking, but I was never expecting anything like this.
And I told you something else, Wayne. Wayne, yes. Anna's my fiancé, remember?
Yes, of course, but that still can't stop me being impressed, can it?
No, it can't. You go right ahead.
Gorgeous. They both gorgeous.
Like father, like daughter.
Yes, their mother was quite striking in a way, too.
Dinner's on the table, Mr. Patrick.
Oh, thank you, Daddy. Shall we go through?
May I take you in, Karen?
Oh, of course, Wayne.
Will you take me, Patrick?
Eh?
To dinner, of course.
Yes, yes. Which arm would you like, the left or the right?
Oh, it doesn't matter. Gladys can have the other. Mm.
Yes, well, this one.
Jeremy, where on earth did you find that gigolo and those gigolettes?
Oh, come on, Anna. They're just friends.
Strange type of friends you've got.
Well, they aren't normally like this. Anyway, you do want to play soccer, don't you?
Well, yes, but...
All right, then, just leave it to them. And before you know it, your father will be the sole sponsor of the Hampstead Honeys.
Meal, Mrs. Harris. Perfectly splendid.
Oh, well, I do me best, you know.
And that's better than most people's best, believe me.
Well, then, anyone for another helping of rhubarb souffle?
No.
What about you, then, Mr. Wayne? Wouldn't you like another nibble?
Well, I might be able to force myself to take a little more.
Oh, good. But you might as well finish the bowl. There's plenty more where that came from.
Oh.
Tell me, Patrick, what other interests do you have apart from writing?
Well, all sorts of things, really.
Such as?
Yes, Daddy, such as?
Well, apart from writing, there's reading. Music. Art?
Oh, super. And I'll bet you're a sportsman, too.
Yes, indeed. Yes, I'm very keen fond of sport.
Oh, yes, you had to be. Do you follow soccer?
Well, I do the pools.
Well, have Anna and Karen told you that we're trying to get a women's team together?
They did mumble something about it. Nothing definite, though. Are you two in the same team?
Well, we would have been.
What do you mean, would have been?
It doesn't look as if we're going to be able to play now. We can't find a sponsor.
Yes, a terrible pity. We had a game book for the Variety Artists Charity Weekend. Would have meant tremendous advertising for a sponsor. Now it looks as if we'll have to cancel it.
Hmm. What sort of advertising for the sponsor?
Well, the main thing will be something printed on the girls' jerseys.
Will there be many people there?
Oh, thousands, sir. Thousands, yes. The Variety Artists Charity Weekend gets enormous publicity.
And how much would the sponsor, whoever he might be, need to put in?
Oh, hardly anything, really. Just the cost of getting 11 girls kitted out, travel to the match. A couple of £100 at the most.
Well, it's always been said of me that I'm a little over-generous at times.
How could anyone say that?
Be quiet. I'm making a magnanimous gesture. You'd better get into serious training, girls. You've found yourselves a sponsor.
Oh, Muriel, you're not. You are? Oh, dear. I mean, congratulations. Yes, I'm very thrilled for you, too. No, obviously you won't be able to play soccer this weekend. Oh, of course, it's all right. You don't worry about a thing. Yes, of course. Thanks, Muriel. Good luck to you, too. Bye. That was Muriel. She won't be playing on Saturday.
So I heard. Oh, there's no one we can get instead. We had to scratch to get 11 in the first place.
Yeah, and Muriel was a goalie, too.
Oh, we'll never find anyone else as late as this, will we?
Miss Karen, Miss Anna, I want to have words with you on the state of your rooms. They're terrible. It's a disgusting mess. Nanny. Huh? Oh, yes, yes, of course. Hello, Nanny. Oh, hello, Miss Karen. Now, about your room.
Oh, we'll clear them up immediately, Nans, we promise.
I've never seen... You what?
We'll clear them up right now, Nans, promise.
Are you feeling all right, Miss Anna?
Yes, never better. Tell me, Nans, are you doing anything on Saturday afternoon?
I am indeed.
Oh.
I'll be in the grandstand watching the pair of you play soccer.
Oh, well, how would you like a better view? Much closer.
How do you mean, Miss Karen?
Well, because you're our favourite nanny, we'd like you to play for us.
Oh, that's very sweet of you. You'd like to be sure.
Well, you see, we're short of a goalie, Nans. Ours just transferred to a different kind of club.
Well, that's not my fault.
Oh, come on, Nans. You be our girlie, hmm?
No, I'm sorry, Miss Karen, but I'm far too old for that sort of thing.
No, of course you're not. They say that a goalie only reaches her prime at your age.
Oh, well, if it's like that, well, I'll think about it, but I can't promise anything. I read about too many people getting bones broken in the loose scrum.
Ah, there you are, girls. How's my investment going?
Oh, fine, Daddy. We've been practicing madly. I can dribble already.
Took me nearly 8 years to stop you.
And our jerseys are being printed. Everything's set.
Good. I've been reading up, you know, on this Vanita Di Mamaro woman. She used to be very big in Italian art films.
Yeah, from what I hear, she's still very big.
Yes. In certain respects, yes. She's also getting on a bit.
Weren't you a big fan of hers, Daddy?
Oh, not really. I like my women a bit more believable. How she stops herself from falling over all the time is beyond me.
Oh, all right. I'll get it. Hello, Carter's mother's home.
Karen.
Hey, I'm not the one thing a Carter's mama's home. I'm the one thing a Carter's home.
Oh, well, hold on, please. It's for you, Daddy. Hmm? He's not English, whoever he is.
Hello, Patrick Carter speaking.
Carter, this is Antonio Giuseppe Giorgio Luigi Pietro Antonelli.
Who?
Antonio Giuseppe Giorgio Pietro Antonelli. You call me Tony, okay?
Well, you insist. What do you want?
I am the agent for the one and the only, the lovely, beautiful, little, most splendid lady, Vanita Di Mamaro.
Oh, I see. Yes. And what can I do for you, Mr. Attorney?
I want to give you the introduction you must make for her at the soccer match.
Introduction? I thought I'd just say, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Vanita Di Mamaro.
No, no, mamma mia, Miss Vanita Di Mamaro. But the greatest star in the world is known, and you say nothing about her. Ah, you English are all, how you say, too stiff, top-lipped.
Yes, well, as a matter of fact, there are a few things they say about you Italians.
Now listen, and listen good, huh? I tell you one time, you get it right. You say, ladies and gentlemen, please do be upstanding for the greatest...
Upstanding? Then you do that for the queen.
So, Vanita is the queen of the silver screen. I start again. You will say, ladies and gentlemen, please be upstanding for the greatest star ever to be coming out of glory of Italy. The loveliest, splendidest, gorgeous, attractivest, superbest lady...
Just a minute. I'm not going to say all that.
But why not? It's all true.
I'm sorry, we're allowing her to kick off. Isn't that enough publicity?
What? Your soccer needs a Vanita. Without the Vanita, you would be nowhere. Maybe I not bring her along, eh?
Please yourself, old boy. Goodbye.
Oh, Daddy, really? Wasn't that a bit rude?
Not at all, Anna. I was merely getting my own back.
How?
It just struck me while I was talking to him. I thought the name sounded familiar. Vanita Di Mamaro turned one of the first films made from one of my books into a flop.
Oh? How?
She insisted that she'd take her clothes off in every scene.
So, lots of people do that in films.
Maybe, but not when they're in a detective thriller playing a policewoman. Jeremy, couldn't we have found a warmer day? I'm freezing out here in the middle. Come to that, I'm freezing at both ends, too.
I'm sorry, sir, but I couldn't really help the weather.
Daddy, I'm freezing in shorts.
All right, but what about people seeing your jerseys? How can they read my advertising when you've got your coats on?
Oh, well, we'll take them off when we start playing, if you don't mind, Daddy.
Here you are, sir. Here's the microphone. It's on now.
Oh, is it? Are you sure? 1, 2, 3, testing, testing. Mary had a little lamb.
Believe me, sir, it's on, yes.
Those people out there don't want nursery rhymes. They want a soccer match.
Oh, well, they get it, but I want my money's worth, too. I am the sponsor, you know. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning to you all.
Afternoon.
Good afternoon to you all from your sponsor, Patrick Carter, author of Blood on the Bosphorus, Dare to Fall in Word, Incident in Athens.
Daddy, please.
And many other works too numerous to mention. Now, today, in addition to sponsoring this match, I'd like to make a further contribution to charity by selling autographs of my latest work, Elephants in My Soup. And I would advise you all to look out for my new novel.
Come on. Shake your feet down, I'm freezing.
I hope you'll pardon the interruption, ladies and gentlemen. She's still on. Now, as I said, if anyone wants an autographed copy of...
Oh, can I have a mind? Just asking if you'll get it without all of this fuss he's making. Hey, Johnny, make me a big
introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, please to be upstanding for the greatest star ever to be coming out of the glory of Italy. The loveliest, splendidest, gorgeousest, attractivest, superbest lady ever to be seen on the silver screen.
Just a minute, She's only supposed to be kicking off, so push off. I haven't finished my time.
Hey, you were finished a long time ago, Cap.
What?
When even the great Benita de Mamaro could not bring the people to see your film, then you were a thief.
What do you mean, you miserable?
Excuse me, could we start the game now, Mr. Patrick? My knees are turning blue.
Okay. I'll start it again. I'm going to kick off.
How can you kick off when you can't see your feet?
What do you say? Now you go too far. You go too far. I kick.
Really, very sorry, but there was nothing...
Sorry, a fine lot of publicity I got out of that. £200 for a picture in the Express of me writhing on the ground, clutching my ankle.
It wasn't Jeremy's fault, Daddy. Oh.
No, it was yours. The way you carried on with that woman, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
I'm more sorry for myself. She's got a kick like an elephant gun, that woman. Especially with those 8-inch platform shoes. It was like being hit with a polo stick.
And I don't really blame her.
All right, Ada, that's enough. Anyway, we'll make sure we get plenty of publicity at the next match. When is it?
It isn't.
Isn't? What do you mean?
Not without new jerseys.
What's wrong with the jerseys you've got?
Well, the title you've given your new book, that's what. We were so cold, we put our coats on without even looking at the jerseys.
Yes, and it wasn't until we started that we realized what it was.
It's a good title. In fact, it's a marvelous title.
Maybe. But how do you think Nanny and Anna and I felt... romping around a football field with that printed on front of our jerseys. Watch out for the big fallout.
That was Father, Dear Father, with Tom Meehan, Yvonne Bristow, Margaret Milner-Smythe, Maureen Adair, Brian Squires, Belda Mariani, and Glyn Day. The show was produced by Brian Squires.